This is The State of Things. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Frank Stacio. When it comes to Michael Jackson, it can be difficult to separate the musical genius from the man who attracted so much scandal. Even in death, MJ is back where he so often found himself in life, in the headlines. A jury in Southern California is hearing the fourth day of testimony today in the trial of Dr. Conrad Murray. It'll decide whether Michael Jackson's death was the result of involuntary manslaughter at the hands of his doctor. But for the members of Who's Bad, the music is all that matters. The Chapel Hill-based Michael Jackson Tribute Band has been performing the King of Pop's music since 2004. Founded by a UNC graduate, Who's Bad has grown in popularity for perfecting the unmistakable style and instrumentation of Jackson's hits. Tonight, Who's Bad will play at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, the venue they call their home base. But first, I'm pleased to welcome the band as my guests on the show today. Who's Bad is vocalist Joseph Bell, Patrick Cross on guitar, bassist Darian Alexander, and on keyboard is Wamsi Tatapali, who is also the founder of the band. Guys, welcome to The State of Things. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Wamsi, let me start with you. How'd the band get started?
Well, I was graduating from the University of North Carolina, and I'd also like to just mention real quick, obviously, we're just four of us here today, but there's 10 of us total that you can see at the Cradle tonight. So
10, so you'll get extra for your money tonight if you go.
Right.
Six more people.
That's right. We'll pack it with a punch. So I was graduating in 2003 from the University of North Carolina, music major, and I just thought, as a jazz performance major, probably not going to be making the kind of money I need to pay the bills. So I thought, you know, I want to put together a nice funky band with a horn section. And I kept going back to Michael Jackson as a fan of his music. You know, I just thought, man, that song works. That song, wait a second. Why don't we just do all Michael? Nobody's doing it.
And was the idea simply to perform MJ's music, or did you also want to put your own spin on things?
Well, I think, you know, as an artist, everyone always wants to add a little bit of creativity to what they do. But we want to stay true to the authenticity of how his sound is on his albums and what he does in a live performance.
Did you have, you said you were a fan. I mean, did you have a personal relationship with the music, or were you just drawn to it because of its great instrumentation and arrangement? And
I think that exactly hits it on the head. You know, I mean, I obviously grew up in the 80s, so it's kind of everyone was hearing it everywhere. But as a music major, I went back and listened to it with more of a critical ear, and I realized, man, this is some sophisticated stuff for pop music. And with everything that was going on back in the early 2000s with him in the headlines, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. I just wanted to go out there and remind people, wait a second, this is why we all talk about him. His music, you love it, whether you want to admit it or not.
And was that daunting, to the challenge of performing the music of someone so iconic that he got the name King?
There's some big shoes to fill, you know, doing Michael Jackson. And I think that we were up to the task. You know, we were all UNC graduates, music majors, and we all really loved what we did and what we, you know, to performing and everything. So going out there, doing our thing, that was what it was about. And that's what everyone walks away saying, man, you guys look like you have so much fun out there.
Well, I'd like you guys to play something for us now so listeners can get a sense of what you guys do, and then we'll talk more. And I believe that this first song is the song you're going to play, interestingly, is actually Michael Jackson going back to the Beatles era.
That's right. You know, Michael covered a song by the Beatles called Come Together, and Joe's going to sing it as we do a little acoustic version for you.
Great. Who's Bad on The State of Things?
Here come old flat top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeballs. He won. Holy roller, he got hair down below his knees. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Woo! Yeah! Ow! He went on shoe shine, he got be free. Come together right now over me. Woo! Oh, yeah. Woo! He back production. He got all his gumboat. He got all no sackboat. He won.
Who's Bad here with me in the studio, and that's just four of them. You can imagine what 10 of them will sound like tonight at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. That was vocalist Joseph Bell, along with Wamsi Tadapalli on keyboard, Patrick Cross on guitar, and Darian Alexander on the bass. That was great, guys. And Joseph, I want to ask you, because one of the things that's impressive that, of course, our listeners can't see is that that you're singing that, and the vocals, unmistakably, Michael. And but you're sitting here at a microphone. You're not in a Michael Jackson getup, and you're sitting down, and yet you're still, you're still pounding out those vocals.
Yes.
How do you do that? Where do you go in your head to get there?
You know, I've noticed that I really do love to rock, and Michael loves to rock, and so it just comes out. I'm actually really, really being myself, and I'm singing the song. I'm just enjoying it, and it just comes out. I just get into the music, and it feels so good. So it's an honor to actually sing his material, because the sound is comfortable for my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pleasure singing in this band, because it's some of the greatest music of all time, and it just feels good.
Have you been singing MJ for as long? Was that always something that you went to?
I didn't always sing his material. It's just like artists that have a higher voice, like Stevie Wonder, you know, Marvin Gaye, and definitely Michael. You know, were people that I've always listened to. Obviously, the greatest songs, like from Off the Wall, you know, I love Thriller, everyone. You know, we know the big hits, but Michael just inspires me in his music and his vocals. So that's what I just love to do with this band, is sing his songs. Yeah.
Oh, Wamsi, can you describe for our listeners what they would see tonight at Cat's Cradle or anywhere? I mean, what does one of your shows look like?
You know, I could tell you, or you could just come tonight and see for yourself. All joking aside, you know, it's a full production. You know, right here we're really scaling down to kind of give you an acoustic, unplugged version of Who's Bad. But it's, you know, like I said, we try to stay true to the authenticity of his sound, but we also base our show off of his live performances. So there's going to be all the choreography, the costuming, all the dancing and the moonwalk and everything that you'd ever imagine seeing from Michael, but we're going to give it to you in an intimate setting here at the Cat's Cradle.
And you have two Michael Jacksons on stage. Joseph, you're one, and the other is Tali Bjork. What's it like adopting that persona on stage for you? And do you and Talib approach it differently, do you think?
Actually, I think we're really spot on. I mean, Talib, what he brings to the show is so much energy, and the dancing is incredible. And I get to actually perform more of the ballads and mid-tempo songs. And even though he can do the same, it works out really well because Michael has so many hits and so many actually different styles that he's made, he's perfected, that it just really works to have, you know, two people do his shows.
Well, actually, while we're talking about that, let's actually hear a clip, and we can hear Talib singing. This is Who's Bad performing at the O2 Arena in London, which is where Michael Jackson was going to perform his final set of concerts, I believe, before he died suddenly in 2009. So let's take a listen to that. Was performing in that arena where Michael Jackson was going to perform his last concerts, what was that like for you guys?
I mean, it was humbling and an honor at the same time. You know, you do this for so long. You know, I mean, we started literally in my basement, and we end up at the O2, and you can't even believe, you know, the journey that we've been through over the last, you know, almost 8 years now. So I mean, it was just. It was amazing, you know. It's kind of hard to put into words, but
what was your first session like when you guys got together to practice or whatever after MJ died?
You know, the funny thing about that is we play probably about 120 shows a year, so our practice is really on the road, and we actually had the day that he passed away. The next day, we had already had scheduled 6 months out a show at the 9:30 Club in Washington D.C. So it was really just, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. And we have a show tomorrow in the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. And it was just about, well, we're here to do this. We're here to bring the music to the people, and let's make sure that we do that because they need something to help them to get through this, you know, and that's what we did.
And Joseph, for you, in performing Michael, has anything changed about the stage show? Has anything changed about what you guys do in the wake of his death?
You know, I think that because we have more of the world's eyes watching us, the visual and the like the costumes and choreography, adding more dancers. You know, that's actually changed. The love for the music definitely hasn't changed. It's just, you know, more of an important challenge to make sure that we, you know, keep his music alive and keep bringing it to the people. So it's not that different, but the visual we had to increase because we have more people looking at us.
Well, Who's Bad? It's been great having you here today, and I'm going to let you play us out of the show in just a moment. But first, let me remind you that Who's Bad performs tonight at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. For more information about the show, visit whosbadmusic.com. There's no apostrophe in Who's Bad's web address. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Have a great weekend. Frank Stacia will be back on Monday. I'm Isaac D.V. Aronson, and once again, here's Who's Bad.
She's out of my life. Out of my life, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to live or die, and it cuts like a knife. Out of my life, it's out of my hands. She's out of my hands. To think for 2 years she was here, and I took for granted I was so cavalier.